Friendship works wonders.
We invite you to an international congress in Moscow. The theme of the congress is Civilization and Spiritual Evolution. Scientists from every continent are coming to the congress. From Europe, Asia, North and South America, Australia and Africa. At the airport, announcement.
Attention please. Participants of the UNESCO group are requested to go to exit 3.
Excuse me, are you Mr. Russell Brunden, the sociologist from London?
Yes, I am.
Let me introduce myself. I'm a representative of the organising committee. My name is Cora Grant.
How do you do, Mrs. Grant?
How do you do, Mr. Brunden? Glad to meet you. You're head of the UNESCO group, aren't you?
Yes, that's right. The group is waiting for you over there.
How was the flight?
Everything was wonderful. And the weather's fine today, isn't it?
Oh yes, it's a lovely day.
It's my third time here. I'm very lucky to be in this country again. Ah, here we are.
How do you do, everybody? Welcome to Moscow.
Let me introduce the members of the group to you. This is Mr. Bernard Berg, from Bern, Switzerland, Professor of Linguistics.
Mr. Berg is a well-known writer as well.
Happy to meet you.
What languages do you speak, Mr. Berg?
I speak German, French, Italian, Spanish, and a little Portuguese.
Do you speak Russian?
Unfortunately, I don't. If I had a chance, I'd be glad to learn it.
Oh, if it isn't Tony Takeda, the bravest astronaut from Minnesota.
Fortune favors the brave. Hello, Pat. How nice to see you again.
It's a small world, isn't it?
This is Pat Harris, a physicist from Paris.
This charming woman is also a born singer.
Pat sings very well.
Nora North, a lawyer from Norway, Oslo. A brilliant speaker and a very reliable partner in business.
Delighted. And I know you. You're Wesley West from the film studio in Wilmington, USA. You're a producer. You're going to make a film about scientists, aren't you?
Exactly. I remember we've met before. Please call me by my first name.
Okay. Who is that woman with the tape recorder? Is she a reporter? Do you know her?
I guess that is the journalist from Rome. Her name is Mona Doan.
She's very talented.
She likes to ask what, where, and when questions. And I'm from Berlin. My name's Win Lin. I'm an electronics engineer.
Mr. Lin is a promising young researcher. He's fond of clever machines.
Oh, I work hard, but I know so little as yet.
Don't be so modest.
Mr. McQueen, if I'm not mistaken.
Steve McQueen. But I'm not from Berlin. My hometown is Edinburgh.
What's your profession?
I'm a biologist.
Steve is a very wise man, a philosopher.
Thank you for the compliment.
It's not a compliment. I mean it. Dulcie Dutchman, a designer from Amsterdam. The Netherlands. Her motto is, beauty is power.
Mr. Morris Morgan, a historian by education and an artist by nature.
Painting is my hobby. I'm just a beginner, you know.
A good beginning is half the battle.
Excuse me, what nationality are you?
Well, my mother is French, my father is American.
I bet your wife is British.
No, I'm not married yet.
What country are you from?
I'm from Canada, Montreal.
Where do you live there? What's your address?
I live at 33 Maple Street.
I've been to Montreal. That's a very beautiful street.
How many are there in the group?
There are, let me see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
There are 15 people on my list, 6 ladies and 9 gentlemen.
So, 5 people are missing. 1 man is ill.
Mrs. Kate Pagan, an ecologist from Copenhagen, is busy with her tests. She's arriving tomorrow.
Our actor Shirley Pearl is on tour now. She's coming in a day or two.
What's the actress going to do at the Congress?
Why, she's going to star in my film.
How very interesting.
Who else is going to star in your film?
Well, that's my little secret.
They say Miss Pearl is a very attractive girl.
She's hardworking and creative.
Where's Mr. Clark? Anything wrong with his papers?
I hope everything's all right.
Ah, here he is.
I'm sorry I'm late. Have a look, please. This is my passport. This is my money. These are my papers.
Oh, don't worry. Your name is well known in this country.
That's what they said at the customs. I'm afraid you're mistaking me for someone else.
Why? You're the great science fiction writer, Arthur Clarke.
I'm sorry to disappoint you. Well, I am Arthur Clarke, that's right. But the great writer's name is Arthur Charles Clarke. My full name is Arthur Darcy Clarke. So our Christian names and our surnames are the same, but our second names are different.
I'm terribly sorry, Mr. Clarke. I didn't know.
What do you do, Mr. Clarke?
Oh, I deal with a lot of people, men and women, of different occupations, factory and farm workers, soldiers and employees, businessmen and housewives. What do you think I am?
I'd say you're a psychiatrist, maybe a surgeon, a physician, in short, a doctor.
You're right. I'm a doctor of medicine from Bath Health Centre, Great Britain. I specialise in psychology.
Pleased to meet you all. This is my card. Here's my address and my telephone number, just in case.
That's very kind of you.
A few words about the Congress. The schedule is very busy. Sessions, meetings, conferences, discussions, roundtable talks, interviews, exhibitions, and a large social programme.
What would you like to see in Moscow?
I'd like to see art galleries, museums, theatres, monuments, cathedrals, and new residential areas.
If you wish to visit research institutes, plants, factories, libraries, clinics, and different businesses, you should check the programme tomorrow morning.
Aye.
Where's my camera? I can't find it.
Whose camera is this?
Oh, it's mine. How absent-minded I am.
Ah, here's our luggage.
Would you please count your pieces of luggage?
11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22.
Bags, suitcases, parcels, boxes. 30 pieces in all.
Come along and off we go.
In the bus.
Ladies and gentlemen, we wish you a pleasant stay in Moscow.